This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare pano pa Studio 7 Manera anasi uri musi wesvondo kurume 20 2016. Munotibata pa 909 AM pa 4930 kana pa 13860 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvine zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Vana chiremba vachangotanga mabasa vanoramba kusaina magwaro ekupinda basa muhurumende kana kuti macontract, uko hurumende ichiti haisi kuzofa yakaitanawo hurukuro kusvika vatanga vasaina magwaro aya. Imwe nengo yeparamende vaJames Maridadi vanomirira mabvuku Vareve MDC vonyunyuta nekusapiwa mhinduro pamubvunzo wavo wekuti sei mutevedzero mutungamiri wenyika vapelekezela mpoko vari kuramba vachigara muhotera. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino iStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America, uri muWashington DC, tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Zvinonzi paita kupesana pakati pehurumende navana chiremba vachangotanga mabasa, avanonzi vari kuramba kusaina magwaro ekuti vapinde basa muhurumende kana kuti macontract, vachiti ari kutyora kodzero dzavo sevashandi. Uko hurumende inonzi nechishanu yakaramba kusangana navana chiremba ava kuti vazeye nezvegakava riripo, iro rakatanga mwedzi wapera, ichiti haigone kuita hurukuro navo sezvo vasiri vashandi vehurumende nekuti havana kusaina magwaro aya. Nechitatu chapfuura, vana chiremba vadiki ava vanonzi vakanyorera kugurukota rezveutano Dr. David Parenyatwa pamwe nekuHealth Services Board vachiti gwaro ravari kunzi vasaine iri rinovaninipisa sekunge vari kutanga kudzidzira mabasa asiyo vakatopedza zvidzidzo zvavo kare. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kunzwa kudivire hurumende. Asi tabata Dr. Rutendo Bonde, vanoisa chigaro wesangano ravana chiremba vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu reZimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights, kuti tinzwewo maonero avo panyaya iyi.
Gwaro nderei sekutanga kusingatanga kuzvidzwa. Gwaro ndinderei ndichiri kutongera mazuva atakatanga isisi kushandira hurumende. Hatina kumboshanda negwaro kana kushanda neyamuri kuti contract pachingezi. Hatina kumboshanda nayo. Takangosainirwa maassumption of duty form dzedu tikati rubatsira wanhu tikashanda internship yedu zvakanaka. Saka gwaro iri ndisingotarisa rakarerekera kuti hurumende chete inakirwe nekushandirwa asi mushandi asingafari. Saka igwaro rakanaka iriro.
Iro dambudziko riripo iri ringabatawo here vana veZimbabwe pachavo?
Kana hurumende ichiti nachiremba achangotanga hakwanisi kuenda kunobatsira wanhu muzvipatara kusvikira wasaina iro gwaro ravo ravari kutaura iri, zvinoreva kuti hakuna ba machiremba anobatsira vanhu. Ezvisinozivai kuti machiremba echikuru vanozoita zvekushedzwa neivo vana vadiki vabuda muyunivhesiti iko zvinezvi. Saka kana kuchinewo wana wavo kuti vaende kunokontinua training yavo vari muzvipatara, zvinoreva kuti vanhu vese vacharwara kushangogara mumafii. Saka izvi zvotinosesa kuti pambumbiro remutemo reconstitution kutyorwa kwekodzero kukurusa kuti vanhu varamba vachingoita sekungogadzirisani. Uyezve gwaro ravo iri ravari kutaura irovo ichiti sevanhu vari kunze and along one independent stakeholders.
Vanga vari sachigaro weZimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights, Dr. Rutendo Bonde, vari parunare muHarare Studio 7. Mumiriri wemabvuku mudare reparamende vaJames Maridadi vebato reMDCT vanoti vacharamba vachirwisa kuti vana veZimbabwe vazive kuti sei mumwe wemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vapelekezela mupoko vachiri kuramba vachigara muhotera iyo hurumende ichinzi yakavatengera imba kuHighlands muHarare. VaMaridadi nechitatu chapfuura vakasimudza zvakare mubvunzo uyu muparamende, asi mutauriri wedare reparamende vaJacob Mudenda vanonzi vakavati vaite zvekunyora mubvunzo wavo kana vachida kuti vawane mhinduro. Vampoko vanonzi vari kugara muhotera iri kubhadharwa mari inonzi ingada kusvika $500 emadhora pazuva panguva iyo nyika yakatarisana nenzara inotyisa. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaMaridadi pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Mudare reparamende panoita nguva yekuti vedare reparamende vaMP vanobvunza makurukota ehurumende mubvunzo unoenderana nezvinangwa zvehurumende. Saka ini ndakati ndaindibvunzawo mubvunzo wekuti chinangwa chehurumende chakamira sei kana vice president vakaita vice president kwane gore nemwedzi inoraudzira yadarika vachirongogara muhotera matungirwa kuti vari kubhadhara mari inosvika yakuma $480-$500 pazuva rega rega. Iya iri mukati mechakasara kudai, so kune nzara inotaura chirungu, nzara inoridza mhere, asi uno munhu achigara muhotera asi pane mukana wekuti anokwanisa kunge achipiwa imba inoti dzimba dzacho dziriko. Saka ndomubvunzo wandakabvunzawo. Saka vamudhenda vakaona zvakakodzera kuti vati aiwa vice president tagopinda mubvunzo ungavaite kunyorwa pasi, asi mubvunzo yakwanisa kuti vapinde nokuti ndasingabvunze zvinhu zviri kure navo, ndaibvunza zvinhu zvavari mukati mazvo kuti sei muri kugara muhotera, ikona kuti sei vanhu vatigara muhotera, asi kuti sei ini kugara muhotera. Saka mubvunzo wacho wanga uri dunga mua, ndaizvimba kuti mubvunzo yakwanisa kuti ungopindurika ipapo ipapo, asi zvisinei zvakaramba.
Saka makakwanisa here kuzoita zvokunyora sezvakakurudzirwa navamudhenda?
Handi unyore pasi mubvunzo wohapi, ndina chekuunyorera pasi mubvunzo unofanira kuti vamupoko vakatounzwa. Kana vari munhu ane hunhu wavice president wemutezi wemutungamiri wenyika, vanofanira kuti vaende kuna vamudhenda wodza vamudhenda kuti aiwa mubvunzo wauchango upindura nyange usina kunyorwa pasi, nokuti handina chandounyorera pasi, nokuti mubvunzo wakabvunzika zvakanaka. Saka mubvunzo wanoziva kuti mubvunzo uri pamuromo wemwana wega wega wemuno muZimbabwe, kusanganisira even mhuri yavo nazaivhiriyo mutungamiriri wenyika vamugabe mubvunzo ndiri pamba mupa kuti sei muri achiri kugara muhotera. Munhu asiri kubvunza mubvunzo wenyikaotera vamaoko asiri kuzvibvunza, asi vamwana vanhu vese kudraivhi kuna president Mugabe kusvika kune munhu ari mwana akazvarwa nezuva akanzwa kuti baba avane vapura gore agara muhotera, mubvunzo waangangoda kubvunza uwo.
Vanga vari mumiriri wemabvuku muparamende vaJames Maridadi veMDCT vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Gwaro richangoburitswa neZimbabwe Statistical Agency kana kuti ZimStat rinoti zvinhu zvakatengeswa kunze neZimbabwe mukati memwedzi miviri yekutanga kwegore rino zvichienzaniswa nekutangawo kwegore rapera zvishoma zvikuru. Gwaro iri rinoti Zimbabwe yakakwanisa kutengesa chete zvinhu zvinokosha madhora anoita 459 million zvichienzaniswa nezvinhu zvayakatenga kunze zvinokosha $839 million panguva imwe cheteyo. Nyanzvi mune zveupfumi inoshanda yakazvimirira vachaosi Mutasa vanoti izvi zvakanyanya kukonzerwa nekuti Zimbabwe haina zvigadzirwa zvairi kuburitsa mumaindastiri ayo.
Icho chinhu chinofanira kunge chiri chokwadi, nekuti isusu hatisina chatiri kunyanyotengesa. Sekuzova kwamunoita maindastri zvedu, hatisina indastri yatingataura nezvayo. Tozotiwo kunyaya yeagriculture kuzvirimwa uku, tinoona kuti tine dambudziko redrought mvura yakanonoka kuuya gore rino, saka iri kunaya hayo iko zvino, asi hainasi kuti pago ratinogona kuti tinatotengesa zvirimwa zvedu. Kunyange vefodya yanga vachimbotiwanira business kutengesa kunze, hazvina kunatsobuda zvakanaka. Pane nyayawo yekudzikira kweupfumi hwenyika kuri kuratidza kuti hapana chatiri kuburitsa kumaindastries edu. Taa vanhu vari kungotenga kazhinji kacho kubva kuna masouth africa, vanhu vazhinji vango vava notengesa mugwagwa zvinhu zvavari kuwana kunze kwenyika.
Chii chiri kunyanyoitawo kuti Zimbabwe itadze kunge ichigadzirawo zvinhu zvekutengesa kunze kana zvekutengesa munyika pane kuti ingorarama nekutenga kunze?
Chiri kunetsa chikuru ndechekuti hapana mari yekuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachifambisa maindastries. Sekuziva kwamuri kuita, vazhinji vakavhara maindastries, vanhu vazhinji vakabudiswa mabasa. Saka nezvimwewo zvidiki zvataigona kugadzira tega tichitengeserana hatisi kukwanisa kuita izvozvo. Chimwe chiri kukonzeresawo izvozvo ndechekuti zvinhu zvinobva kunze zvakati chipei pane zvinenge zvichigadzirwa muno zvati wandei. Pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvinobva kunana China, zvimwe zvinobva kunana South Africa. Mukatora kana muenzaniso wemotikari chaiyo, zviri nani kutenga mota kuJapan pane kuitenga muno kana tichitaura nezvemutengo. Saka zvinhu zviri kugadzirwa muno zvacho zvishoma, zvacho izvozvo zvinenge zvichidhurei pane zviri kuuya maimport.
Nyanzvi mune zveupfumi vachishanda vakazvimirira vaCharles Mutasa vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Yasvika nguva yatinokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu kwaanotipa chirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambirai nemufaro vatereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa nemunyori mukuru musangano revadzidzi reZimbabwe National Students Union vaMakomborero aruzivishe. Tinokutambirai nemufaro pano paStudio 7 mukoma Makomborero.
Ndinotenda nekutiudza kwamaitata mupfungirei.
Mukoma Makomborero, mukatodza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei muzvikoro zvepamusoro izvi?
Kuzvikoro zvepamusoro zvinhu mamirirwa zvakaita tingati inyonganyonga, nokuti tikatarisa panguva ino yatiri vadzidzi vakawanda vanosvika zviuru nezviuru vakakwanisa kupinda pazvikoro nekuti havana kuwana mari yekubhadhara chikoro. Tatarisa kudaro, dambudziko guru ratosangana naro inyaya yezvinhu zvakaita seeducation material, kuti zvikoro zvavari kuita kumaunivhesiti nekumakoreji vari kunyanya kufokasa on recruiting mastudents akawanda kudarika mafacilities avainawo. Saka vaya kumalecture room pane mamwe malectures akawanda aringachiklasa, ekuti vana maklasi akasiyana siyana vanonyachisangana palecture room 1 vochenawesiwa mastudent to computer ratio it's very low to the extent that maybe there is on average 28 computers for everyone student. Infrastructure iripo ishoma shoma zvikuru zvekuti hapana kana vanachikoro vakwanisi kuti vapinde mulibrary. Vese 1-2 angari mastudy center, akatange mastudy center madiki diki ekuti mabhuku achona mashoma vakwanisa kuti vabhorowa vanoenga ari kudzimba dzavo. Rimwe dambudziko rekuita nepekugara pevana vechikoro. Saka vanachikoro vazhinji vari kuwanikwa vakuabhusiwa nevanhu vanongagara munharaunda nenzvimbo dzavanongachigara for accommodation, kunyanya vasikana, vekuti vanomampleasant kuzvechofiba humarare. Munoona magadheni dzavanagara mutishoni nekuda kwekuti pachikoro chakaita seinvesto zimbabwe pane mastudents 15,000 asi vanokwanisa kuti vangopinda muhouse of residence vanowanikwa vari 4,000 chete. Saka vazhinji ava vagari muHarare havana hama muHarare, they are forced kuti vatsvake pamwe pekugara apa mari dzinenge dziri shoma dzinenge dzisamira kuita ikonomi yedu. Saka ndo mamwe matambudziko ari kuonekwa muchikoro.
Mataura nyaya yemari kuti vamwe vadzidzi vakatadza kudzokera kuchikoro nenyaya yemari. Imari dzakawanda zvakadii dzanga dzichidiwa nemayunivhesita?
Mari idzi dziri kutangira kubva $600 kana taura zvana inflation of Zimbabwe. Then katatu hazvina midnight ma $700. Kata kunda kunana sekuti ma $2,000. Tolithi njeti tiri kumatipilele msauti. Wana asima boskof mani. Imao, unitangira pa 1.7 na shafti kuma 2000. Teni, itukarisa kuma poli, kuma chef college. Mafiza achu na ma $450. Asimu mafiza, kujura kwa kuita dani, kwa njire kuchunika, pana mari, wana mari, wana rukutia mbura. Wana wabirika, wana mabazi. Saka imari nge kawanda shukuru. Ipokuwa na hechikuru wa nga idakuzita.
Saka imi muri kumbotaura here nehurumende sevadzidzi kuti igadzirise matambudziko amuri kusangana nawo?
Hurumende yedu isuse sevanhu vechinhasi takatopindikana nayo. Takazama kunyora tsamba kuna Minister for Industry and Education vaJonathan Moore. Ndifunga tava tautokwanisa mwedzi tsamba iyi yasati yapindurwa kuti tinge tinovaona paofisi pavo. Vanenge vasingadi kuonekwa. Saka tichiona kuti zvikunoita kuti tinzwisa nekuti tinge tisva idanho rekuti tinoona minista. Tainge taona kuti mavice chancellor maprincipal nemadhi havasi kutaurika navo papanyaya dzinenge dzisi semastudent. Takazama kutaura navo kusvika taona kuti aiwa vanhu havasi kunzwisisa. Tikati regai tiende kuna minista. Saminista zvauri kunonzwisa aitinge anonga achida kuti tichakewo dzimwe nzira ofisi zvatiri kuita sevatiita meeting maprovinces nemapfunzo akasiyana-siyana sesvinhu rapera ratovakuri Zimbabwe University uko kuri kutambukwa zvisatinadzidzo tichiona kuti pamwe tikadzokera mune tikatora nzira yekuratidzira zvikuru pamakambasi tembetama kuti kwose pematambudziko akusanganisa nawo tichimboratidzira ndimwe tichida pamwe vangatinzwisa nekuti pari zvino havaasi kana kunzwisa kuti vataure kuti no ngatitei chero mapayment plans efees ndo mamwe maproposal atatinawo kozi zvinonyaya kuti afecta vanonyaya emafees dzanga zvimada ipapo ipapo.
Aiwa tinokutendai mukoma makomborero nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Manga makateerera kubva kumunyori mukuru wesangano revadzidzi reZimbabwe National Students Union vamakomborero aruzivishe muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Aiwa hamawadiwa, chinobhururuka chinomhara, nekudaro ngaisiye matambo. Anokoneka nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri, tosangana zvakare svondo rinouya. Ndokusiyai maoko aJonga Kandemiri.
Tinotenda Blessing. Nzwisa yekambo nzara kubva kuna Victor Kunonga sezvo ngo yedu yapera rakaitimbotarisa musoro nawo zvakare. Vanachiremba vachangotanga basa muzvipatara zvehurumende vanoramba kusaina magwara ekupinda mabasa kana kuti macontract. Imwe nengo yeparamende vaJames Maridadi vanomirira mabvuku vari vebato reMDCT vonyunyuta nekusapiwa mhinduro pamubvunzo wekuti sei mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vapelekezera mupoko vari kuramba vachigara muhotera. Tavatashwa kumagume echirongwa chedu anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndokusiyai mina Mavlas Muhlanganya uye.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, March the 20th, 2016. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, opposition MDC team member of parliament for Mavuku, James Maridadi, says he will continue probing why Vice President Pekezela Mupoko continues to stay in a hotel despite his rebuff in parliament by the Speaker of the House last week.
I'm going to pursue the matter for as long as Vice President Mupoko is staying in a hotel and for as long as I'm member of parliament.
Women's Affairs, Gender and Community Development Minister Nyasha Chikwinya says plans are now at an advanced stage to launch a microfinance bank that will finance women who are often sidelined by major banking institutions due to lack of collateral. And on the Youth Forum tonight, we feature Zimbabwean singer Brian Nira, who is representing the country on an American live music show, The Voice.
Wow, hope's there. It is my debut album. When I started doing music, my parents never taught me to use music as necessarily a tool for, like, just entertaining people. But they always taught me to use music as a tool to bring hope and healing to people.
Opposition MDC team member of parliament for Mavuku, James Maridadi, says he will continue probing why Vice President Pekezela Mupoko continues to stay in a hotel despite his rebuff in parliament by the Speaker of the House last week. Vice President Mupoko has been staying in a local hotel since his appointment and has come under fire for straining the government's coffers at a time when the country's economy continues to decline. Maridadi tried to question the vice president directly in parliament, but was rebuffed and told to put his request in writing, a move he says stifles democracy. Efforts to get comment from the Speaker of the House and the Vice President Mupoko by Studio 7 were unsuccessful. Studio 7's Junga Kanzemiri speaks to Maridadi on the issue.
The question that I posed to the vice president was not necessarily a policy question, but it's a question that he does not need to research on. It was the person that relates to him directly. It was about why he's staying in a hotel when our economy is in the state that it is in. A vice president does not need to go and preach that our economy is in a bad state. A vice president who is staying in a hotel does not need to go back and research that he's staying in a hotel, because it's him who is staying in that hotel. That was my question. And when I need to write it down, I said, look, I don't see why I should write it down, because the vice president, I think, must be able to answer that question without having to refer to anybody.
So, were you satisfied with the speaker's response?
It's not even about me, it's about the country. No one in this nation will be satisfied by what the speaker did. Not a single person will be satisfied. Even the speaker himself, I don't think he was satisfied. That he knows what he did was wrong, and he shouldn't have done it. And he should have allowed the vice president to respond. I think that there are times when, as officials, as the duty bearers, we hide behind policies or procedures when we know that we are not supposed to hide behind processes and procedures. Like in this case, typically it wasn't a policy question, but it was about Vice President Mupoko. It's like if he comes to Parliament wearing and gumboots, and I ask him why he's wearing shorts and gumboots, and then I'm told to put it in writing as if he must go and research why he's wearing shorts and gumboots. He must be able to tell us straight away why he's wearing shorts and gumboots.
Are you going to pursue the matter, or you are going to let it lie?
No, I'm not going to let it lie because an answer has not been given. I'm going to pursue the matter for as long as Vice President Paul is staying in the hotel and for as long as I'm member of parliament. If he decides to leave the hotel next week, I'll ask why he stayed in the hotel for that long. So one day he left to answer that question. Why he stayed in that hotel for so long, that event that he has left, or why he continues to stay in that hotel in the event that he continues to stay in that hotel. So either way, that question he will have to answer it one day. If he doesn't answer it now, he will have to answer that question when it is asked by our children or their children's children, even from his grave. But what someone will have to give an answer to that.
But is it public how much the government is paying for his stay in the hotel?
We are told the government is paying anything between $450 and $500 a day for the vice president to stay in that hotel. But remember, he stays in a presidential suite. A presidential suite is not cheap. Eh? It's a room which comes with all the paraphernalia. It's an additional room with a lounge, with a dining, a bathroom, a separate toilet. It comes with everything that you can think of. So it doesn't come cheap.
That was Mavuku Member of Parliament James Maridadi speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri in Harare. Women's Affairs, Gender and Community Development Minister Nyasha Chikwinya says plans are now at an advanced stage to launch a microfinance bank that will finance women who are often sidelined by major banking institutions due to lack of collateral. In an exclusive interview with Studio 7, the ZANU-PF legislator for Mutare South says women have the capacity to contribute into the country's fiscus, but are being hampered by lack of access to finance. Chikwinya tells us more on the issue.
There hasn't been an institution specifically designed for women. This is the first of its kind in Zimbabwe, so definitely it's a step forward for recognizing women as an entity. It has never been here in Zimbabwe. This is just the beginning, but we have several other institutions specifically to address women's issues. And they're also encouraging the existing financial institutions to have financial inclusion programs in their banks specifically to address issues of women because of collateral issues. We have lots of hardworking women, women who have done well, but because they don't have collateral, they've been denied opportunities of growth. And this has also impacted on economic growth of many countries. So we are trying to open doors in that manner. And I've also alluded to what President Mugabe has said about women and women empowerment. He is accepted to that bank and is advocating that we minister and other women have more banks for women. And this will go a long way in ensuring that women access finance for the development of Zimbabwe and their life at large.
And are you going to be partnering with any existing banks in the country?
Yes, we've written to them, and those that want to partner with us, they are very open to that. Where there's money and where there's an opportunity, we must quickly jump there. But this is the only way we can help our women. And like I said earlier on, we are 52% of the population. And probably about 2-3 million women in Zimbabwe. I need your finance right now. And if somebody wants to partner with us for a good cause of this nature, we very much welcome that.
That was Women's Affairs, Gender and Community Development Minister Nyasha Chikwinya. In our rural slot tonight, we hear from a young teacher from Mashingo who says people should prioritize furthering their education in preparation for when the economy gets back on its feet. He tells us more on the issue.
I'm Chumian Komazana in Kutu. I'm a student teacher. So I interact with the community and I socialize with the people in the community. And I move around as I do my research because our college requires we do some research like fundamental and action. So I'm doing the fundamental research which allows me to go for about 20 kilometers doing my research. So when I'm just asking about the economic challenges, what they tell me and what I see is the real thing that they are facing a lot of hardship. And even transport, there's no transport. There are no roads because now from the college, going back to the school that I am, we waited for a river for about 4 hours because there is no any bridge. So how is transport network going to be when there are such hardships of transport? But only more the farm camels, they can move, yes, but the truck cannot move. So how are they going to transport the money that place?
From your observation, what do you think is the way forward? You are a young student teacher. You're saying, do you think there will be jobs for you when you're done?
So now, as a student, our enrollment was about 600 or so. And yeah, the situation which was faced by those who just qualified last year was very critical because they were sleeping for about a week just trying to apply and just to try and get the interviews, but most of them are not employed yet, right? Because there is no suckers for these teachers right now. As the government announced that there are few places, especially for the general course, but for the ECD, it is for now it is better because those who are doing ECD course, they can get vacancies even in town. But those who are doing general course, it's another story.
What is the difference between the two courses for somebody who might be looking at actually taking up one of these teaching courses?
The difference is ECD was introduced just a few years back, and it has got vacancies. Why? Because the ECD, we are talking about the ECDA and the ECDB and the infant. But the ECD, they dwell on teaching these young ones well. The general course, you teach from grade 3, maybe from 10 years or 9 years going upwards, is general course. But from 4 years up to 6, 7, is ECD. So those who are dwelling on ECD now are at advantage.
So what is your recommendation for someone who may be listening out there who was thinking of taking up teaching as a course?
From my own observation from the situation which is in Zimbabwe right now, what I can advise to those who have not embarked on this education like the course of teaching, right? I think we need to do this course. Maybe someday the situation is going to change. Because if you sit back and relax because there are no jobs and the situation, the economic is down, we face again the challenge later when the situations are now improved. So we are just doing any course that I can do. First, I look on my pocket finance. If I've got money, I'll go for the course even if I don't get a job. Because I can't predict what is going to be like in the future. Maybe things will just change one day. So I need to do any course that I can do.
That was Junior Mukoma Zana, a young student teacher in Gutu, Mashingo. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Earlier this week, I had a chance to speak to Brian Nira, currently competing on the American musical show The Voice. Prior to competing on The Voice, Brian released a debut album in 2015 called Hopes Stand.
Hope to Stand. It is my debut album. When I started doing music, my parents never taught me to use music as necessarily a tool for like just entertaining people, but they always taught me to use music as a tool to bring hope and healing to people.
So take the limits of your life and watch, just watch your life take flight.
So the vision of Hope's Stand is to be Hope's triumphant return into our lives as a driving force, as something that we rely upon daily, you know? And it's kind of crazy. A lot of the songs that are written on the album were written while I was in Zimbabwe.
Take some chances and risk it all.
What are some of the standout tracks that you have, you know, in terms of what people are saying that they're really enjoying on the album?
I think one of my favorites is a song called Examine.
Let me submit to you. We re-examine who
is rich and poor, hungry and full. Let me ask you to give a new definition to the word wealth.
And it's a real fun, upbeat, just electronic driven track. It's really, really fun. But the message of the song, you know, just goes so much deeper than just the cool beat and everything. The message is this, is that, you know, oftentimes the richest among us are the poorest within, and the poorest among us are the richest within.
The richest among us can be the poorest within. Your eyes can deceive you. What you see may mislead you. The poorest among us can be the richest within.
So we all have to re-examine what our definition of wealth is, and that we are all in desperate need of hope.
Let me submit to you, we re-examine who is rich and poor, hungry and full. Let me ask you to give a new definition to the world.
And you said that, you know, you want your lyrics to have a message, and looking at your religious background, you want your music to never overshadow the messenger. Can you talk about that and how important a religion has been for you?
Yeah, this is my thing. At the end of the day, I'm going to leave this earth, you know, whether it's due to age or something else, I'm going to leave this earth. And so when I put out music, I want the message to far outshine me. I want the message to far outshine any vocal run that I could do, any vocal technique that I want the message to be what sticks, what stays here on earth.
So do me a favor, I ask this one thing. Before we're quick to judge, can we first look within? Grant me this one request. I'll rest my case before we say who's rich or poor. Examine within.
And so, yes, obviously, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian who loves Jesus. And I believe that what the world is looking for can only be found in him. My music is a reflection of that, of who I am.
I think with that, yeah. Brian, I want to say thank you so very much for speaking with me today.
Absolutely, Tatenda. Majita Tatenda.
That was Brian Nira, contestant on the American musical show The Voice, joining me on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next week.
This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930, 13860, and 15460 shortwave frequencies, and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. We now give you some music from Brian Nira.
Let me submit to you, we re-examine who is rich and poor, hungry and full. Let me ask you to give a new definition to the word wealth and all it means to you. Behind the facade is a myriad of problems and money just can't fix. We're in desperate need of something great, something that's deeper within. Can deceive you, what you see may mislead you. The richest among us can be the poorest within your eyes.
That there was the music from Brian Nira, a track called Examine, brought to you from Voice of America here in Washington. Now to recap on today's top stories. Opposition MDCT Member of Parliament for Mabuku, James Maridadi, says he will continue probing why Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko continues to stay in a hotel despite his rebuff in Parliament by the Speaker of the House last week. And a young Zimbabwean, Brian Enira, is making waves in the United States, where he's participating in an American music show, The Voice. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, March 20th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.
Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 20 kuMbimbitho 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ibandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lithi likhathazekile kakhulu ngokwesaba elikubone abantwini ngeviki edluleyo ngesikhathi lisenza imihlangano yalo lozulu esigabeni seMashonaland East. Iningi lezinduna zesigabeni seMathebeleland sezisole amazwi asanda ukukhulunywa nguSenator Sithembile Mlotshwa edalele iSenate akhomba ukuthi azisahlonitshwa ngoba lazo seziphatheka kakhulu kwezombusazwe njalo azisalandeli amasiko esintu.
Njengento yenjelele liyana sakhuluma uMathema inyanga zonke nomasuku iMathebeleland North yonke leMathebeleland South yonke isazancediswa ngabeMashonaland ukuthi izinduna ezivela komunye umganga zifike enjelele zizogezela khona.
Kodwa uSenator Mlotshwa uthi uma ngamazwi akhe,
kodwa-ke kathesi sesikubona ukuthi induna ezithatha abafelakazi kobe ngangekubetha emzini ephalamende ukuthi sibabona sebegqoka amarikalia amathathu awezombusazwe kathi thina besikhangele ukubona banendawo yabebekiweyo ehlekiweyo eyethu yabokhokho be.
Njengenjayelo sizalethulela eziphathelane labatsha silontungamile inkomo weStudio 7 lamuhla ixoxa lembongi uBongani Ncube. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ibandla le-MDCT lithi likhathazekile kakhulu ngokwesaba elikubone ebantwini ngeviki edluleyo ngesikhathi lisenza imihlangano yalo lozulu esigabeni seMashonaland East. Leli bandla lithi kube sobala kulo ukuthi abantu bakulindawo lokhu behlukumezekile ngodlakela lweZANU-PF olwabehlela kukhetho luka-2013. Untungameli inkomo yeStudio 7 uxoxe lomqoqi wenhlelo zaleli bandla uMnumzana Abednego Bebe ngalolu daba.
Kunanzelelayo kakhulu ukuthi-ke abantu kwezinye izindawo lokhu beseselokwesaba, lokhu beseselokwesaba kakhulu ukuthi mhlawumbe nxa ufika likuve endaweni lapho eliyabe likhulumisana khona labantu, asuka abantu bevukela bekhatshana ubabona ukuthi bayathanda sibili ukuthi babukele balalele, kodwa-ke bayesaba ukusondela eduzane. Lokhana okwenzakalayo mbona ngani lokhu kukhona ezinsizweni zabo lokhu belekwesaba, njalo kusobala ukuthi besaba-ke ibandla elibusayo. Ibandla elibusayo sinanzelele futhi ukuthi liyasebenza kunye lalaba engathi amapholisa lama-CIO abantu bababesaka kakhulu ngoba bebengani basebenza beyekela-ke futhi kulezikhalazo ezinjengokuthi bebesithi bona hhayi thina-ke lapha silohlupho lokuthi umuntu we-MDC angafrenyelwa icala uyahamba ejele ayihambe ku-remand, kodwa umuntu wezanu owazakalayo obulele abantu akabotshwa kumbe bambone botshwa namhla siyaphuma kusasa yinto eyenza abantu besabe liyani ukuthi layo imithethwandaba isizingani kuthiwa abantu kabasayithembi.
Ukungaphi lapho ngathi lihlanganelo kwesaba okukhulu kwedlula kuzo zonke ezinye indawo?
Ngingathi-ke emudzi nemtoko kukhanyile kwesaba ngoba emudzi bakutshilo yibo-ke abaveze ukuthi bona hhayi lapha silohlupho lokuthi umuntu wezami esimaziyo esiphila la esigabeni owabulala umuntu kazange akahambe lokuthi ayebika bambone esephendukile njalo sesethusela abantu kanjalo engumuntu obulela abantu njalo zafika ukuthi bebesesaba ukuthi kona-ke hhayi abantu be-MDC abanye ngokusapota kwabe-MDC bayafrenyelwa amacala ngithi bayethiswa amacala ezinto abangazenzanga uze kuthiwa umuntu sese-remand. Khonokho ke into esinanzele ukuthi abantu bayesaba. Okwesibili, sesisemtoko sasesihlangana lokuthi abantu bebebizile sibi, kodwa-ke ukuthi basondele phansi kwalapho kade ku-adreswa khona bebesesaba. Inhlanhla-ke besile PA system, so besikhuluma-ke ubone ukuthi abantu balalele, kodwa belalele bemi emavalandeni emavinkilini, abanye bemi ngaphansi bemthuli ukuthi balalele kodwa bayesaba ukusondela eduzane.
Lo umnumzana Abednego Bebe, umqoqi wenhlelo zebandla le-MDCT. I-Studio 7 ayinelisanga ukuxoxa lebandla le-ZANU-PF ngalolu daba. Iningi lezinduna zesigabeni seMathebeleland sezisole amazwi asanda ukukhulunywa nguSenator Sthembile Mlotshwa edalele Senate akhomba ukuthi azisahlonitshwa ngoba lazo seziphatheka kakhulu kwezombusazwe njalo azisalandeli amasiko esintu. USenator Mlotshwa uthi uma ngamazwi akhe njalo utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi uhulumende uyabandlulula induna zeMathebeleland. Uqala ngokusichasisela ukuthi kungani ebona lolu daba luqakathekile.
Umama wami uzala esikhosini, ubaba kamama ukhulu ukhanye uzalwa ngumakhumalo, umakhumalo a direct descendant yenkosi uMzilikazi. Yebo ngangilandiselwa, kanzanga ngambona, kanye lokhulu ukhanye anzanga ngambona, ngangilandiselwa. Kodwa inhlanhla yamenzakalayo ukuthi mina ngase siyathathwa futhi endlini enjalo elo gogo umakhumalo ozala ubabazala wami uMlotshwa. So ke umakhumalo lo ozala ubabazala wami uMlotshwa eyisihlobo sika gogo wami ugogo kamama. So okuningi kwakhona ngase ngingena kukho ngoba ngase lokho kusenziwa ireference ukuthi lo angithi uzalwa ngubani, ozalwa ngubani, ozalwa ngukhetheni, ozalwa mbani. So ke yikho lapho engabona khona ukuthi kuthi ubukhosi lobo obethwe esintwini abuhambelani nobukhosi obungapha ngasemashonaland. Yebo-ye vele amasiko abantu athiyana, kodwa-ke thina sikwaziyo ukuthi induna ingeke ithathe umfazi ozaliswe ngamadoda angu-5 esigabeni esifanayo. Iyabe fana lokuthi isethethe umfazi wenye indoda. Induna yayifanele ithathe umfazi ongamaziyo, ongayaziyo enye indoda, umfazi ongazale enye induna. Kwamanje lapha akame khona vele kayekele ukuthi indami izulu lingana. So-ke kuthi ukuthi obaba labana wabamzalisa umama kane sephethwe induna bephethe uphinde baphinde babhode futhi azangena endinye nduna. So kwakuathi ngiyabuzisa ukuthi umanimani uJesia khanye osezithumulele nje ethi yikho isizathu esasenziwa ukuthi induna ingathathi kanjalo ukwenzela ukuthi ihlonipheke and nabantu bahloniphe umuzi wayo. Kodwa-ke kathesi sesikubona ukuthi induna sezithatha abafelakazi, yikho bengangikubetha endlini ephalamende ukuthi sesibabona sebegqoka amarikalia amaphathi awezombusazwe. Kathi thina besikhangele ukuthi bona bale ndawo yabo ebekiweyo ehleliweyo eyethu yabokhokho bethu. Amasiko ukubekana kwethu ukuthi umuntu sekwanjani angabhubha ekuma bagoqa izandla bengasathi ukuthi hhayi isiko lelo elinje lalapha lalifane lihambe kanje lihambe kanje. Khuluma nginje nje ngo-2014 ngikhuluma ngokuthi athi ngidlula lezo zasuke emathonaland ngekhombo yezimoto ku-about 18 ngaze ngidlula mina kuthele ukufika ematopo epholisi. Ngihamba ngezimoto ngahlangana le mbili kumathema egwanda eginile evela lifana labo ukuthi hawu ingafika lingene njani esigabeni lingaqalanga lasityela ngathi siza induna ngendlela efana nayo. So-ke ngase ngibona ukuthi ezethu induna zemathebeleni neyibhikakaka zihlonitshwa ngendlela okuhlonitshwa ngazo. Ngaze ngathi ukuthi why kungazake kube le president e-chief council.
Ekukhulumeni kwakho ephalamende ubuke induna uMoyi uChief Khayisa, ubona ingani lezi ezinye induna lazo azizikhulumeli yini ukuthi zitsho ukuthi
zifuna? Induna lezi ngani ziyacela, induna lezi ngani ziyabucela ubuduna, azikwazi ukuthi zizinduna nje, zizinduna ngathi thina abantu kazana. Manje bona babona ngani ubuduna lobu babucela kumaminista. Yikho okuluhluphe engangikhuluma ngakho ukuthi ubaba uKhayisa wala ukuthi yena uminista ahlaliswe kuqala kwakhe ne ngahlaliswa eyinduna ukuthi isitulo sale sinika uminista ngoba wayekwazi ukuthi yena uyinduna ngabantu bentaba zinduna aso nduna ngokuyilokhu abucela kumaminista. So khanya ngani induna zakathesi sezihamba ziyecela uminista ophetheyo ukuthi mina bemfuna ukuba yinduna ngoba kade okwenza ukuthi bakhanye betatazela nxa kungabe uyiminista.
Lo ngu-Senator Sthembile Mlotshwa we-Matabeleland South, sixoxelaye eseHarare. Siphinde saxoxa lenduna uChief Gambu Sithole weCholocho onguye obemele induna zeMathabeleland edalele Senate kuhluzwa lolu daba. Yena othi induna zesigabeni sakhe zizothile njalo lokho akutsho ukuthi ziyakhulelwa ngeza kwezinye izigaba zelizwe.
Umdabuko wethu vele izinduna zeMathabeleland zichayela phansi kumbe ngathini ziyahlonipha kaziwa wami nxa sithi kaziwa wami ngithi ukuthi azilamawala eMashonaland bavele banjalo bayathathela izinto phezulu kwesinye isikhathi kabajulisa umcabango wabo isintu sakhona vele kumele ube njalo nxa umkhokheli wephi esishonini I think yikho kwakutshiwo umloyo umamlotho ukuthi xa esifananisa izinduna zeMathabeleland lezeMashonaland akusoze kuhambe kahle ngoba vele indlela esikhuliswe ngayo kayifanani even abantu bangikhona indlela abahlonipha ngayo izinduna bazihlonipha kakhulu uzubona ngathi bazikhonza induna vela kumelanga ikhonzwe kumele ihlonitshe akumelanga yesatshwe kumele ihlonitshe induna.
Ye, kodwa unike umzekeliso njalo uSenate ukuthi nango umoyi induna uChief Khayisa wayekhuluma kuzwakale. Uboninga nezinye induna.
UKhayisa nxa wayekhuluma kuzwakale kuliqiniso ngoba vele wayekhuluma lentanga yakhe. That same word wayekhuluma wena umutsha iyekhulunywa ngubaba uKhayisa kwesinye isikhathi bayithatha ngeminje kuso siba le problem. Kodwa ukukhuluma soze siyekele ukukhuluma sizakhuluma nxa konakele. Njengento yenjelele liyana sakhuluma uMathema unyanga zonke lomasuku kwakhulunywa kuze niMathabeleland North yonke leMathabeleland South yonke bakhuluma besazancediswa ngabeMashonaland ukuthi into yenjelele liyana ukuthi izinduna ezivela komunye umganga ende ezifike enjelele zizogezela khona. Esifuleni lesona kuthiwa kuthiwa nguNatisha akurayithi sakukhondemba khona lokhu it's wrong ikungahlonipha amasiko abanye abantu ikungahloniphi isigaba senye induna sezinye izinduna.
Ye, lokho kokuziphatha-ke ukuthi ezinye induna azisalandeli amasiko njengokuthi zithathe umfazi ongazange ende kumbe abe labantwana.
Ye, kungona induna eyodwa phela kakonanga induna zonke so kumele sikhangele ukuthi izinduna eziningi zenzani. Mina ngikubona kwami ngibona ngathi izinduna ezikhona kathesi ziyakhonza eziningi zakhona zikhila abafazi 1-1 eziningi zakhona engizaziyo mina.
Leyo yinduna uChief Gambu Sithole weCholocho sixoxelaye eseHarare.
Zimbiwe ngulinda imivuzo siyahulula emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngalinyanga kaMpimbitho. Zifundi, nanti ithuba leno lokuzitholela imivuzo ngokusithumela inkondlo zenu elizilobe ngesiNdebele. Nxa lingenelisi inkondlo lingadani, thumelani imibono ngelikubonayo kusenzakala empilweni. Libale lenze ividiyo engaba ngumzuzu lengxenye bese lithumela ividiyo yangkhona ngeWhatsApp ligqoke iuniform. Imivuzo ibalisa iRadio ESola, ama-PowerPoints, amakawuso awe-VOA lokunye. I-Studio 7 ikwethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Ngesilichiye kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli inkomo weStudio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama nguntungameli inkomo. Lamhla silembongi uBongani Ncube yena odume ngenkondlo ezigoqela ethi ngibhace ezizweni kanye lethi Why Africa. Liza kumbula ukubana silomncintiswano wabantwana besikolo okuloba inkondlo. Ngakho sixoxele Ncube ukuze aliphathise bokhekhe lilobe inkondlo ezimnandi ukuze linqobe kulomncintiswano lithole imvuzo egoqela ama radio, izikipa lensiba zokubhala. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Ncube.
Siyabonga kakhulu futhi.
Kuyini umuntu amela kuqakathekise nxa eloba inkondlo?
Inkondlo ikuveza imizwa yakho ukuthi uzizwa kanjani wena. Ubusuthi ma uyibhala inkondlo uyenze ibe mnandi ngokuthi ngendlela obeka ngayo amagama akho mhlawumbe kufithe ahambelane. Kodwa kuqakatheke kakhulu ukuthi ungaphumi kupoint okhuluma ngayo kodwa ukwenze nje kube mnandi noma ngabe ulethe umlayezo ongakanani kodwa ukwenzeke kube mnandi and ubhale into oyizwayo uwe ngaphakathi.
wena nxa uloba ezakho uyaphupha uyakhangela okwenzakalayo ubusuloba wenza njani kahle kahle
mina inkondlo ngibhala kakhulu ngengokubonayo angithingi mhlawumbe ukuthi ngize ngicabange zonke izinto inkondlo zama ngazilandelela kakhulu zikhuluma into esizibona insuku zonke bese ngiyeza ukuthi mhlawumbe ma kuthe kwabakhona esengizibhala ngani mhlawumbe nge-history ngento ezike zayenzakala yabona yikho mhlawumbe abantu bakhulu bezithanda le nkondlo ngoba bake bangitshela ukuthi le nto oyikhulumayo siyayibona ukuthi uyayifila and uyayiphila
gangsters with guns are called governments they pave their way by bullets not ballots they call their confusion a revolution their corruption is called a production while they fill their stomachs full till they look foolish our poverty is called power our pains are called our gains why africa why
kuyina bangakugoqela kunkondlo zabo ukuze zinambithe okufana mhlawumbe lezaga lezitsha
sokuya ngokuthi mhlawumbe uphiwe kangakanani umntwana ekubhaleni sokuya ngokuthi mina engakucebisa khona ukuthi ubheke mawubhala inkondlo kunzima ukubhala inkondlo ngoba kayifani nendatshana imitho yakho unabe imikhulu kakhulu ingalandisi kodwa ibe mfishane ibe straight to the point mhlawumbe usubhala mhlawumbe amagama angalandelana enze umuntu ayiqhwabithe inkondlo yakho mhlawumbe angahambelana mhlawumbe ekuthuneni noma kwasekuqaleni isawundi yawo ihambelana ukwenzela ukuthi lo muntu okumameleyo ukubhala ayizwi mnandi
akubazwise enye yenkondlo zakho ezingakarekhodwa
weZimbabwe uyinkemenkeme omakhakade ekhethwashiyo ngaphakathi mbiza eyavuda emaceleni yehlula emasekweni vayidinga idaba ezizobadideka badela ithe ngabehlula bathe yomdeni ayingenwa kanti bebethe bazoyilungisa incane kabi le ndabo betho beyihlinza emaceleni lapho inone khona qede bagodle umnono emakhwapheni kodwa uyosola uthini wemathanda ukukhuluma umakhelwane nxuselwa kwelusa nxuselwa kuhlinza uhlala emlonyeni yamadoda njengotshwala emhlane yabo mama njengengane yizwe lezinyosi kodwa abantu abakho kabalwazi uluju yizwe lochako kodwa abantu abakho baphila ngamanzi iparadise engelagolide ngoba iingilozi zakhona zingamasela isitsha sase-afrika sinalude ngoba siphethwe izigebenga bayaphinda usomangase bethu yizulu bethiwe isihogo esidlula esikasathane
imnandike leyo mfo kancube
lachithwa nqashana kwenzenjani igazi emorogoro waphenjwa ngoba numlilo wasentumbane yabhalwa kutheni igrand plan kukhona okunuka santungwana ngendaba yama-distance ikuliphi ikhabodi idumbutshena reporting yadalwa ngubani i-moment of madness bangaka ababulawa yigugurawundi baboshwa yini abababulalayo sebabuya na abanyamalalayo asabuthwa yini amathambo emigodini yasihlanganisa yini isizwe unita code ngiphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho ngibhace ezizweni
ubucabangano iloba linkondlo
njengabantu baseZimbabwe sibe nokuhlupheka okukhulu kakhulu emazweni zonke izinto engizibhalisa lapho izinto ezenzakalayo esingazange sithole impendulo ukubhala le nkonzo kimi yimbuzo esadinga impendulo ebantwini bakithi akekho umuntu engimbeka icala kodwa ngithi asibuyeleni emuva sibheke mhlawumbe kukhona la esamosha khona so leyo mbuzo leyo yimbuzo engizibuza yona bese ngithi ake ngiyethulele uzulu ukuthi ake sibukeni emuva ukuthi mhlawumbe kukhona lapho esamosha khona mhlawumbe kukhona le nto siqala ukuyenza yavele yamoshakala ku-foundation so ngithi mina nakubaholi bethu abangabe besiphethe kwamanje ake nibheke ukuthi lezi nkinga ezavelayo ngaphambilini zasolvwa yini mhlawumbe yize sesilo mthelelo ukuthi siphile kanje namhlanje so yikho le nkondo engikhibhaqe ezizweni so ngisingami kwakuyikubuza ngingaphandle kwelizwe mhlawumbe ngiqashile ngisazi ukuthi angifanelanga ukuthi ngabe ngisezizweni yabona ngibele ukuthi ngabe ngisekhaya kodwa ngokwesaba mhlawumbe i-political situation yasekhaya akukho into engingaphonge uyibuza nje ngiphakathi kodwa angithi ngibuza nje nami ngisezizweni ngoba ngisaba ukuthi ngiyibuze ngisekhaya
asayithola yini imisebenzi ama-green bomber bafundiselwana umoya omubi abantwana bezilungile
hayi be kukuhle ukuba layo kuhlelo mfo kancube siyabonga
siyabonga kakhulu bos
yize bani elibalekelwa yiziphofu baboneni abantu abangaboniyo amadokotela lamanesi abalekani axoshwa yini amatisha abafundi besala bashayelwana bamaqembu aphikisayo na mpibani ayilwa lebala lomuntu uhulumende bangapha abamhlophe ababe lesifiso sokuthuthukisa ilizwe ziyofunda nini ingane zabafelokazi bathuthukiswa kanjani empumalanga entshonalanga bebulawa ngiphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho ngibhace ezizweni
Siyibonge uNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 wokuzigqiba izalamhlanje ngesikhangele ebesilazo. Ibandla leMDCT lithi likhathazekile kakhulu ngokwesaba elikubone ebantwini. Ngeviki edluleyo ngesikhathi lisenza imihlangano yalo loZulu esigabeni seMashonaland East. Iningi lezinduna zesigabeni seMathebeleland sezisole amazwi asanda kukhulunywa. Senator Sthembile Mlotshwa edalele Senate akhomba ukuthi azisahlonitshwa ngoba lazo sezingasalandeli amasiko esintu. Kodwa uSenator Mlotshwa uthi uma ngamazwi akhe. Silugqiba lapha ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.